Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 27th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about primary elections being conducted by Zimbabwean parties set to participate in this year's general elections.
And as usual, to join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Let me take that again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can reach us on www.voizimbabwe.com, www.voishona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about primary elections in Zimbabwe ahead of the forthcoming general elections.
Some people are reportedly fleeing their homes in Gwanda South, Matabeleland Province, ahead of the ZANU-PF primary elections scheduled for Sunday, as feuding camps are fighting over the control of the party.
Apart from that, some members of the ruling party belonging to a faction known as Generation 40, which was ousted when former President Robert Mugabe was toppled in a military intervention last November, claim that they have been left out of the primaries.
Meanwhile, the opposition MDCT formation led by Nelson Chamisa says it will complete its primary elections by May 12th. And the EU has also indicated today that it is going to send observers to Harare. This is the first time that the EU is sending observers to Harare since 2002, when the EU observer mission team was kicked out by former President Robert Mugabe for allegedly interfering in the country's elections.
At the same time, some opposition parties like the People's Democratic Party are also preparing for primary elections in preparation for crucial polls expected to be held between July and August this year.
Hongu hamawadiwa nasi tila kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvegadziriro iri kuitwa musarudzo dziri kuitwa pakati paJuly naAugust. Mutungamiri wenyika pasi pebumbiro remitemo ndiye anotara zuva rinoitwa sarudzo. Asi zvakakoshawo kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti pane zvimwe zvichida kuvandudzwa musarudzo painonzi Electoral Act, kana kuti mutemo une chekuita nesarudzo. Nekuti zuva rikaira ranzi sarudzo dziri kuitwa musiwani, kana bumbiro remutemo rikavandudzwa, rinenge risasashande pasarudzo idzodzo, rinenge roshanda pasarudzo dzinotevera. Nekudaro, iko zvino bhiri iri richiri mudare reparamende rekuziva kuvandudzwa kwezvimwe zvine chekuita nesarudzo. Nekudaro, ndo kusaka vamwe vachiti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vari kumbozengurira kuti vati zuva resarudzo rinenge riripi chaizvo. Asi mapato ari kukwikwidza musarudzo idzodzi ari kuenderera mberi achigadzirira. VeZANU-PF nemusi wesvondo vanenge vachiita maprimary elections wavo mwedzi unotevera uyu. VMDCT inotungamirirwa navaChamisa vari kuti panosvika musi wa12 vanenge vapedza ivo kutsvaga vachakwikwidza vakamirira bato ravo. Vamwewo vakasiyana-siyana vari mumapato vari kutiwo vari kugadzirirawo. Takaona vari kukwidza vakazvimirira, kana kuti maindependence vachiti vagadzirira, vane yavanga vachiti povo. Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke Blessing. Zulukandaba lingatshona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho lamhla ke sikhuluma ngama-primary elections. Siyawazi ukuthi sokulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzayo. Lolu khetho sibe luqatheke kakhulu ngoba isikhathi kuyabe kungela owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe, njalo owayephikisa kakhulu umnumzana Robert Mugabe yena osiwabhubhayo ke umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. So siyakwazi ukuthi ukhetho lolu sebabanye unqabe lukhangele bathi kuyafiwa lo nyaka. So ke kufiwa nje enkundleni ngokuthi ngubani ozanqoba kulolu khetho. Sizwile abanye izolo besithi kukhanya Mnangagwa anganqoba, kube labanye bathi kukhanya uChamisa anganqoba. So ke kambe nani kubona njani kunoko kubuyayo, njalo lama primary elections ukuthi ahamba njani. EGwanda South sizwa kuthiwa ke sokulabantu asebesidla ngendlela nxa yokuthi sebegijinyiswa ngabalandeli bakamnumzana uAbednego Ncube ngoba kungena omunye ubaba othi la ufuna ukuncintisa khonapho ke kukhetho lolu ubaba lo ke usebenza eZBC kuzobuya kwezinye indawo zizokuthiwa ke iGeneration 40 layo idla ubhedu ithi bazathwalisa nzima umongameli Emmerson Mnanga kulo nyaka so bathi bazambopha lokho kuthiwa zimbila zikagondo siyakwazi zonke ukuthi mawufake isigodo ngapho ufake esinye ubophe ngengxoza kuyaphuma imbila zikagondo so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi ama-primary elections luyezwa njani MTC la yasondela khonapho ke kuma-primaries i-People's Democratic Party layo shaya isikhonkwani kuma-primaries kuozala nkomoni kunjalo futhi
honguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tizeye maonera muri kuita pagadziriro dzesarudzo dzinova dzakakosha zvikuru isarudzo dzekutanga dziri kuitwa kubva muna 1980 vamugabe vasipo uye kubvawo muna 2000 vatsvangirai vasiripo avo vakashaya nechirwere chegomarara saka isarudzo dzakasiyana nedzimwe dzakaitwa asi dziri kuratidza kuti dzinenge dzichinakidza nekuti mapato acho aripo akawanda Gibbs the last count was about 120 people will be contesting for the presidential elections and I think it will be like a booklet you know it will be I don't know Zeki has to come up with a way of ensuring that people are not confused you know by all the
keeping the papers around.
Yes, yes.
So I'm told that we're joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. George Mkwananzi. He's the spokesperson for the People's Democratic Party, led by Lucia Matibenga. Mr. Mkwananzi, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Mr. Mkwananzi, tell us about your preparations for primaries.
Our party is going to be meeting this past Sunday to do what we call selection of candidates for various positions to represent different communities at different levels, at councillor level, in the towns, in the rural areas, as well as MPs and PR, you know, representatives. So it's going to be held in Bulawayo this coming Sunday.
And you are also going to you are in an alliance with other parties. How are you distributing the seats? Has that been done already?
The Sunday meeting is actually part of that effort to distribute the different constituencies according to the parties. However, we have decided that we are going to use a simple case of consensus where people do agree if they are candidates from different parties and they sit down and they agree that you will be the MP, you become the senator, you become the PR, then they agree like that. We don't want to have a confrontational process that is going to leave some people, you know, wounded to an extent that they may not want to participate in drumming up support for the coalition.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah, kodwa ngase sibona baba Mkhwananzi ukuthi nxa likhuluma ngokuthi lenza ama primaries. Liyaphonga udobha abantu kumbe umuntu uya contesta kumbe ngokuthi uyancintisa kumbe lati dube sukuma wona siyamela lapha. Kumbe liphakamisa izandla kumbe lenyawo kwenziwa njani khona
uzokhumbula ukuthi side isikhathi sikhona thina njengebandla le-PDP kanti-ke njalo sesikhona isikhathi bekhona be-NPP namanye amabandla esibambisane nawo ku-PRC kungakho-ke kunabantu kuzindawo ngezindawo okukade beqalile ukukhankasa bevuthisa lezo zindawo ngokuya kokuthi leyo ndawo umuntu besiyivuthise kangakanani bayavumelana kabantu ukuthi hhayi lapha eTorocho North mhlawumbe i-candidate ye-NPP kudala isebenza for instance no mamuspe uspepha laphana mdane sebenza futhi ke waba ngu MP hayi asiza ukufakela ikhandi asinike la qhubeke bese kuthi sithi sayo so sawo sinoba dot kwanazi owe PDP udala naye ekhankasa laphana sesaziwa izindawo zonke abantu bonke sebeyamazi ukuthi ufike omnye umuntu welinyibandla aqale kabusha aqale phansi hayi asidedele into sevuthisile senza kanjalo abantu kudala bekhona besebenza kwizindawo ngezindawo sivuma ngoba sibona ukuthi umuntu sefake umkhuba ongakanani endaweni yakhe afuna ukuyilima
hayi siyabuza kakhulu ke ubambe khona pho ngayindawo baba Mkwananzi. I think we're joined by a special guest here.
Of course, with an in-studio guest, Linda Mujuru of Global Press Journal. Linda, how are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Just briefly, what brings you to Washington?
Okay, I work for an organization called Global Press Journal. Mm-hmm. I'm employed as a journalist. Global Press Journal has about 10 journalists, female journalists working in Zimbabwe, producing high-quality ethical news from Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
Because of an event that we had yesterday. It's called an influencer series where we brought in experts from Zimbabwe to talk about the future of Zimbabwe and the mining industry in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. The disturbances in Marange, you touched on that.
We were particularly focusing on the gold mining and artisanal miners from Zimbabwe. Yes.
Okay, interesting. Gibbs.
And coming to politics, there was a lot of politics that we discussed yesterday, and apparently indications are that a lot is happening on the ground. Tell us exactly what is going on in terms of preparing for primaries and other things, that is different parties.
Well, currently a lot is happening on the ground from Zimbabwe. We have some political parties already conducting their primary elections and others with no indication on when they will conduct their primary elections. But there's so much activity in terms of campaigning. We see a lot of people campaigning to be voted for into power. We see a lot of people from the diaspora coming in to campaign for member of parliament position. So there's a lot of activity taking place. We can see that Zimbabwe is preparing for elections in July.
So, but you think the elections will be free, fair, and credible as per what President Mnangagwa was saying?
Well, the issue of free, fair, and credible elections is a contested issue. We have a lot of things that need to be changed. We need to change the Electoral Act first to align it to the Constitution. So there are a lot of bad indications, if I can say, for lack of a better word, that show that the elections coming forward may not be really independent, may not be really fair, if certain laws are not aligned to the Constitution.
Thank you so much, Linda. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming elections, very crucial for Zimbabwe, after what many call a soft coup in November that saw the ouster of former president Robert Mugabe.
And the former president calls it a coup.
Indeed.
Nothing else. You know, he says if he's a goat, he's a goat.
Indeed. If it walks like a duck, walks like a duck,
it is a duck.
It is a duck. We have some people following on Facebook. Thank you so much. We have Joel Makotose Arbutipe. Joel is live. Stanford Brighton, Zanu Must Fall. Maria Kamunjoma, thank you so much. Liberty Mpamanga, we also have Joseph Tendai Maiwasha Jr. Tirukunzwai Nekukonai, thank you so much. We also have Takudzwa Matende, who says the nomination fee will be the best means test. I think maybe Takudzwa is complaining about the number of political parties that are contesting these elections, nearly 120.
Mr. Mkwananzi, 120 political parties contesting. Can you give us your take on, you know, that kind of thing?
There is absolutely nothing wrong with the number of political parties that have decided to put their heads onto the field. You know that there are many, you know, interests that these parties probably represent. So if they think that the existing parties do not capture, you know, what they want to see, then they form themselves into a party and present themselves to the electorate. Mm-hmm. If the electorate think that they have a good manifesto, then they will give them a chance. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the multiplicity of parties that are on offer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As long as they are honest, because I understand in Nigeria, in the 80s, there was a party called You Chop, I Chop. The guy was very honest that it was all about corruption.
Yeah. Very you honest, take 1 cent, I'll take 1 cent.
It did.
So
so he was simply saying that he was tired of politicians, you know, grabbing all the contracts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you know,
I chop and you chop.
You chop, I chop. Let's go to our Facebook Live page.
Mm-hmm.
We have Hilda Nkomo who says the laws must be changed. Linda, I agree with you totally. Then we have Shumba Murasha who says, a good program, guys. Thank you so much. We have Kenisho Niwa and also Lenmo Shiri who says, Napinda. Thank you, Lenmo. Alois Magwidi, Shumba Murasha, blessing. Please increase your presence on live talk these days.
Yeah, so maybe you disappeared, eh?
No, I mean, we have a morning program,
mm-hmm.
so sometimes I have to work on that program.
Tell them
so
about the program.
I won't be...
Now I'm giving you this chance to tell them. What is it all about?
Yeah, we have a program that starts at 6 a.m. for Shona
mm-hmm.
and 6:30 a.m. for Ndebele.
Mm-hmm.
So I also... host that program mm-hmm. at times.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm not able to be part of this program
mm-hmm.
every day. But okay. I'm happy that people are saying, you heard it clearly, that they want me to contest.
Yes, sort of.
Did you say life or oh, blessing Jet Jet?
Blessing Jet Jet. So, Dinda, 107 or 120 parties, how is the electoral environment? You know, is it accommodating those kind of parties, or maybe they're too much, you know?
According to me, 120 is just too much. It shows a lot of division, a lot of, we can say diversity, but the diversity has gone to extremes
mm-hmm.
because it will divide the vote, definitely. And we have a lot of people vying for certain political parties, like the main political parties. The other, mm-hmm. let's say 80,000 political parties, we don't really know even their names. So mm-hmm. we have a lot of political parties on paper, but in reality, really, there are just a few key players.
I think there was a bit of comedy mm-hmm. At one stage in mm-hmm. a certain election where the former President Mugabe was contesting against other people. He would get about 10,000 votes in a certain constituency.
Mm-hmm.
Then the contestant, nearest person, will get 3 votes. And then you get another guy, 12 votes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those kind of things. Is it not healthy if these people are actually trying? And you get 12 people to support you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, I think it does. Mm-hmm. I think what needs to be done going forward is to have maybe coalitions.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at like 120 political parties is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at a ballot paper with 120 political parties is, yes, it's a democracy, but mm-hmm. I think it confuses the voter. At the end, you don't know who to vote for. You don't know mm-hmm. the political parties that actually exist in your country that you're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hope Linda is not disqualifying my favorite candidate, Egypt Dinam Nensa.
I haven't heard anything from him of late.
No. We'll be calling him very soon.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he
an interesting character.
Yeah.
It. Tinege Tinem Terir Wedu, Diana Parvari.
Hello.
Yeah. And Jim Komana.
From. Fidelis from Fidelis Jure from South Africa.
So, Mkoma Fidelis, say by Jonah.
Ah, no, John, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spell for what's in you, Sarzo, da, Squidira.
I think the issue of many political parties will give. I think it needs to be looked into very, very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a country, I think we need political education because there are just too many.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what caused these political parties to mushroom is the oppression which President Mugabe was putting on people. Mm-hmm. So when the lid was opened, mm-hmm. there was a lot of popping up of a lot of political parties. Because the political space, remember, way back was very, very limited. Mm-hmm. So when the lid was opened, there was a mushroom for a lot of political parties. Mm-hmm. But eventually, it will confuse the voter, one of the others. Mm-hmm. Was it? As far as I look at it myself, the only really political parties which are there are less than five, or there are three. Mm-hmm. They are very, 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 they're just three. Mm-hmm. The rest are just that confuse the voters. What needs to be done now, I believe there should be some coalition going forward. But you know, coalition come to it, there is a lot of power, there can be some power hungry on coalition, because if you look at the constitution, there are now 100 MPs who should vie for one post. Mm-hmm. They're coming as because if you look at all political parties, they bring their own MPs, and those MPs are vying for one post, they can outnumber even the voters themselves. Mm-hmm. So I believe what must be, well, going forward, we're not doing justice for our own country. We're not just doing justice. It's democracy which has gone too far, as far as I see. Mm-hmm. And it will confuse the voters. And the intended outcome, we might not receive. Because if you look back to 2008, mm-hmm. I remember way back when I was in Kodim again, 2008. When the coming in of Ms. Mako and BC, okay, not mentioning name and such, but the coming of Mavambo Kusile, there was some sort of confusion you could see some confusion in voters that they didn't know. Because there were a lot of lies, you know, if you look like back home, if you look in rural areas, lies will be peddled that, you know, this party, this coalition, this one represents this, this one represents. Because you see, Zimbabwe is unlike other developed countries where media is really there.
But Fidelis, the issue of having all these parties. I mean, you see it in Israel, you see it in Britain, for example. They form coalitions after the election. So yes, so there's nothing wrong in that, right? Zimbabwe can do that. Actually, it can help, you know, if the opposition parties can, after the elections, form a coalition. Would that not be helpful?
It is very healthy in democracy. But you see, the problem of the Zimbabwean situation is, you know, if you look at our country, we are used to this issue of one party saying the winner takes it all. Mm-hmm. You see? And political education in Zimbabwe is, I don't know in Britain, but is very far away from other countries, especially from the history. Like some of us who grew up under the leadership, who only know the other leadership from Kabul, know nothing. I know nothing except the leadership of which was the then done. You set a precedent that if you win, you take everything alone on your own. The political education in Zimbabwe is so bad that this issue of coalition, when someone wins, he doesn't look at other political parties. He totally forgets the way he forgets even the voters themselves.
Thank you, Fidelis. Thank you so much, Fidelis, for joining us and sharing your thoughts.
Okay, thank you,
sir. Thank you so much.
We hear you, man. Mm-hmm. Sakile Luline says, I'm watching you. Then Daudi Shadow says, Nkona, upamela kumalo la yoti salvonani. Kunja npamela, sakupapaize elizanda kuna hapo. Letemba la kutu ya pila. Uzo buya undo umakinya busani la yoti Nkona. Kresani ngube uti salvonani. Then uzo buya ubakani, ubakachizani. Naka kupaleo. Uti political education is lacking. Lots of political parties is a sign of a divided country. I don't know how we will move on from here as a nation. We are too broken, too many pieces. I think maybe we have to pose this question to Mr. Mkwananzi.
Mr. Mkwananzi.
Yes.
Yes.
They say if you put five Zimbabweans in one room, after 2 hours they will form six political parties and four NGOs. People are saying you are just too divided.
Well,
Yes, as to the question of being divided, I don't know how far through, but what I can comment on is the recent proliferation of these political parties, which is probably more than what we have observed before. This has been opened up by the new constitution. Remember, previously it was a winner takes all. Now the fact that it was opened up to say those that gather a certain amount of votes, the cumulative votes can now be able to send someone to sit probably in the provincial assembly, or somebody can go in through the proportional representation. So, I mean, given the joblessness situation in Zimbabwe, some people see the formation of political parties as a way to find themselves in parliament, because this allows them, you know, space and possibility to land in parliament.
Well, thank you so much. We have another caller, Mkoma Lenmo Shiri. Magadi. Mkoma Lenmo?
Yes.
Tanga tatu ti nare yenyu nengi ya kutine tsei. Tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Hello.
Tipeo fungwa zenyu, chuku kunzwai.
Ok, zakana kai. Nguza, nguza kutawara wangunda kana ngana Linda, Mustu Jong. Yes, in Danza, I thought I think there is a. Did you
Yes,
how are you?
I think we can call him back. There is a problem with that line here.
Yeah.
So he wanted to talk to Linda about certain issues.
Okay, and
I think that line is dead. So, Linda, when you look at the issues, you know. Can we call him back? I think we have to call him back because we've got a very, very bad line here. So maybe let's go to Mkwanas, then we'll come back to you shortly. You can't hear? I think Linda is not hearing them. Mr. Mkwanas, just briefly, when you look at the electoral environment right now, you say it is not even. So why would opposition parties want to contest the elections when the electoral field is not level?
I think the options are not very much attractive. Because what it means is that because you are not happy with the electoral field, which is not level, you can't walk away. Walking away is literally, you know, giving away victory to somebody that you don't want to see. There is probably a chance, I mean, this is what we surmise, that by participating even in those hostile conditions, you might salvage something out of it, or prevent a situation where you have a clean sweep for the ruling party. What we have right now in Parliament in Zimbabwe, a super majority, is something which is anathema to democracy. So by participating, regardless of the conditions, some of us believe that we can chip away the super majority and then probably bring some, you know, semblance of, you know, equality within the electoral field.
Yes, I think maybe you both know what's Linda something.
Now, Linda, the EU has indicated today that it will be sending observers to Zimbabwe for the first time since 2002, when those observers were kicked out by then President Robert Mugabe. And of course, there are other observers that are coming from the African Union and SADC. I think there's an invitation to U.S. Senators Gibbs, right? How significant is that in terms of the freeness or fairness of the elections?
Well, it's definitely a good indication looking at you know, 2013 elections, 2008 elections, which were contested, and we didn't really have international observers at these elections. So it's a good indication, I must say, that we are having international observers to come and see the elections in Zimbabwe. But in terms of the electoral processes, in terms of the independence of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, it's something that is still questionable. Yes, we might have people who are coming to observe, but are the independent, the commissions that are supposed to conduct elections independent, do we have a level playing field in terms of the laws that of the land? That is a no. So yes, definitely, if we have to put it at a scale of 1 to 10, we can say that 2 out of 10, at least, there is a good indication, but it's not enough.
Mm. Linda is giving it a failing mark.
Mm-hmm. and then when it comes to some issues like violence, how is it now?
Well, there are reports that in the rural areas, people are being requested to submit their serial numbers from their voter registration slips. That has been common in rural areas. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking in the urban areas, it has been fairly calm. I haven't experienced any violence so far. Mm-hmm. So at least that's also another good indication towards in preparation for elections in 2018. But that issue of rural folks being asked to submit serial numbers for their registration slip is also not a good indication in terms of free and fair elections, because we wouldn't want people to be afraid to you know, express their views to vote for the person that they really want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if one is an observer and goes to Zimbabwe today, what is that person going to observe? You know, literally, what are they supposed to, you know, see or whatever, you know, feel or, you know, hear? What are they going to do?
It depends on the person. Mm. Is the person Zimbabwean? If it's a white person who's coming to observe, definitely you won't really see much. Because how it works, like the serial numbers, it's something that is happening underground. It's not something that you see that is like there, bare for one to see. So it's something that works underground. If one is to visit Zimbabwe during an election process, they are likely to see people killed at voting stations and just voting.
Ah.
Yeah.
So what are they using those clips for? What are they for? If they're taking serial numbers, what do you do with them?
Is to intimidate people, to instill fear, because what is happening is that people do not have access to information in terms of the serial numbers and the importance. So if you are just told that I'm taking your serial number and I'll use it and I'll remember that you voted for political party X, that is used to instill fear in someone who doesn't know, in someone who doesn't have information, because that serial, that voting slip carries your name. That mere fact that it has your name makes someone fear that something can be done, something can happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some people have been arguing, Blessing, that they are taking down those serial numbers to make a count of their members.
Yeah, because they are saying if you don't have the registration slip, you are not a member. But of course, there are many critics of the party are saying this is purely to intimidate the voters. Let's go to Lenmo. I think we now have Lenmo Shiri. Koma Lenmo Magadi.
Ndakasimba Magadi.
Aiwa tiripo taura itinzwe mamwe nemvunzo.
Okay. Yes, I think panda tanga kuteerera ndanzwa sister wangu Linda vachitaura kuti Zanu PF icha wina nenya yekuti MDC iri confused inenge iri kupatsanuka zvakanyanya. Ya, ndo panaida kuti ndiyo abatsire ipapo. Nechiti inini I'm sure vanhu vari muZimbabwe zvino izvi vari kunyatso kuziya zviri kuitika on the ground. Because they now know what coupe stands for, and Chamisa is now the real deal. I'm sure Chamisa eratongo brand rakatomira rega. MTC uya atombo shandi. Because we as the MGC supporters, we are saying no. With or without that MGC name, we are going to win these elections. I'm sure it's on record that ZANU-PF have been losing elections for quite a long time. And they actually have some tactics to rig. But what I can only assure MDC supporters is that with Chamisa now, I don't think that that thing is possible. I'm sure you heard him saying, with or without the reforms, she said that there is no election in Zimbabwe. So MDC is not in any tatters, as Linda is saying. I'm sure this issue will be resolved very soon, and you will see a very strong MDC opposition who is going to win elections come July.
Linda, you want to respond?
Mm-hmm. And shapindura mkoma wangu neshwana ni kutuwa tawara neshwana.
Yes.
Ndaka tarisa ya maonero angwae. Ndaka tarisa mabato aripo ari activishish imu Zimbabwe. Pani ZANU-PF, pani MDC. MDC yachona yaka iri divided. Izozo zvaaffecta maonero angu ndekuti zvaaffecta vanhu vari pa ground. Ninyaya yekuti vaconfused kuziva kuti vochivotera upi pakati pe MDC ya chamisa here kana kuti yakupe. Totarisa bato rezanu-PF. Izvo handireve kuti ndinosupporta ZANU-PF, asi ndiri kupa maonero angu. Takatarisa ZANU-PF. Paka uya into power Mnangagwa, muna December, around November, December. Vaka uya iho vakabisa vamgabi. Pangavari punguva refu. Vaka onekwa iho se hero panguva yakareba. Panguva iyo yo nekuti vakabisa muna akagara makore achitonga muZimbabwe. Saka panguva ino takatarisa mamiriro azvakaita zvino. Totarisa kuti ZANU-PF ndiyo iri kutonga izvizvi. Totarisa kuti hapana level playing field. Panyaya yema electoral reforms arimo muZimbabwe. Totarisa zvakare kuti ZANU-PF ine access to my resources pari zvino. Saka inini maonero angu ndekuti panguva ino nemamiriro akaita zvino, ZANU-PF iri more likely kuwina my elections than MDC. Hakusi kuti ndiri muvengi weMDC asi kuti ndinofarira ZANU-PF. Asi maonero angu neanalysis dziripo nemamiriro akaita zvino ka tiri kuona ZANU-PF ichikwanisa kuwina maelection. Nekuti ground rekutambira bhora iri repolitics harina kuenzana. Saka hapana free and fair election ichabuda. Takatarisa zvinhu zviripo paground izvizvi. ZANU-PF iri more likely kuwina than MDC.
Which reminds me of gifts back in the day that when we were playing the plastic football.
Yes.
You know, if your team is losing, Gibbs would simply grab his boy and say, "I'm going home." Then you'll be awarded a penalty.
You know, your friend, Momoyo, told me a lot about you. How do you need to play? Yeah. Oh, you check out the gates.
Yeah, those were the days in Barodi La Grey Gap.
Yeah, I think we've got a caller.
Maybe before we go to that caller, of course, we are talking about the MDC and ZANU-PF. Let's not forget we have Mr. Mkwananzi, who might be having a different opinion. Mr. Mkwananzi, why do you think your party is going to win?
Yes, my party is going to win for the same reason that there is division in the so-called big guns. MDC is in tatters, as everybody agrees. ZANU-PF is in tatters too, although Linda doesn't want to mention that. Remember, ZANU-PF has just suffered through the ouster of Robert Mugabe, a major, balkanization, because the G40, you can't just write them away. They are there, and they're not going to be supporting and voting for ZANU-PF as they've always done. And what that means is that we might have a sizable number of people from those that used to vote for MDC, those that used to vote for ZANU-PF, you know, finding a safe home and haven in the PRC coalition led by Joyce Njiu.
So, Linda, you heard there from Mr. Mkwananzi saying that the G40 element must not be dismissed, and you also know that, of course, that there's a new party, the National Patriotic Front, that has been formed by disgruntled ZANU-PF members. And there's a massive rally, actually, in Mashingo today, a number of youths who were there, former ZANU-PF members. You think that won't be much of a dent when it comes to the ZANU-PF election chances?
Well, in my opinion, looking at G40, it's made up of people who were not liked by so many people. And when Mnangagwa came into power, he came in as a hero, and so many people, we saw that, we all saw that, came in to support the ouster of the G40. Yeah. So when you're looking at that, the G40, I don't see it as a division within ZANU-PF, because those people were chased away from ZANU-PF. They are no longer part of ZANU-PF.
But is it not a problem that by going into the streets, Zimbabweans were saying, we've had enough of Mugabe, not that they were embracing Mnangagwa. Remember the story of the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem? You know, it's thought that it was the most popular donkey in the world, because people were ululating.
On the ground, I heard people saying Mnangagwa our hero on that day. It was like, he was a better devil to people, if I can put it that way. He was better than Mugabe, than anyone else. Yeah. Some people are even willing to put bygones to bygones, like you always say. So I can say that there are mixed feelings from people. But if we look at the ground, on the ground, what is happening, the opposition itself has not presented itself as a clear and stronger opposition for people to vote for.
But some might say, actually, Linda, Mnangagwa's greatest opponent is actually the economy. That some are saying, we have not seen any change. You know, Mugabe might be out, but people are still unemployed. Unemployment, the unemployment rate, according to some, is close to 90%. No money in the banks. Is that not a threat?
It is a threat. I have heard people analyzing the progress that he has made so far. And I have also seen that people are a bit disappointed because we are still having the bank queues. We are still having shortages to cash, and unemployment is still there. And we have also heard about the mega deals that he has supposedly signed, but nothing has materialized on the ground. So, yes, that is a critique to him. I'm not saying that he's cast in stone, you win elections, but
His chances are better
than others. We have heard of memorandums of understanding that have been signed, but then have we really seen any change on the ground? I can tell you nothing has changed, because we haven't seen any memorandums of agreement, a concrete agreement being signed. So that is something that puts loophole within Mnangagwa and the ZANU-PF party. But when looking at the opposition, the loopholes that are there are that they are divided at a time that they are supposed to be united against ZANU-PF. So that is also weakening the opposition party. Although the economy is, some may say that, you know, let's give him more time because he's just entered into power. But then if we look at the loopholes that are within the opposition parties, yeah, those are disturbing.
Okay, uma sizimqala ngama primary election kanti. Uma ngabhekile ngibona ukuthi a right, but inkinga ebakhona ngoba ngizathi kukhona ukuyoxabana kwabanye abantu. Inkinga ebakhona ngama party alapho. Izano leke iphethe wabumgabe. Iyenze abantu baseZimbabwe baba so baba nale yangqondo yokuthi uma bekupolitiki it's a way, no ma uma bese parliament, it's a way ukuthi bezuza imali. Abazange bebe nale yangqondo yokuthi it's a way ukuthi bethuthukise ilizwe. Imiseke ngibona ukuthi ikho ebakhona lapho kulama primary. Engicabanga ukuthi mina alibani ukuthiwa lama party ayenza kanye. Abakhethe umuntu ozo eparliament, kulungile lokho. Kodwa kuthi lo seleyo abamthathe bemuse ofisini yezanu. Abamthathe bemuse ofisini yezanu esebenze neofisi lezanu kule province yakube khona ethola ukuhola naye. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngingabanga leyo ndlela okulisana kuzoba ngcono kuwo la ma-political parties wonke. And then ubuningi bamaparty ngibona mina ukuthi kube kungangcono ukuthi njengoba kune-NDC alliance naleyi alliance yekababa lonina lapho emsakazweni.
Uyayazi ibizo layo?
Hayi, sengiyikhohliwe.
Baba, umkhwalanzi uzaphumana lawe. Ora, iqhubeka.
alliance yabo babumfanazi nabo bamunkyuru.
Mhm.
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina kube kungakusho ukuthi iMDC vele alliance vele forme iparty 1. Neale yabo baba umfanazi kuthi party 1.
Mhm.
But bebuye bebe nendlela yokuthi umuntu epresident yaleyo party uba nesikhathi limited time ukuthi singafika umnyaka emingaka uyaphuma let's say for instance it's 10 years
mhm
maduli 10 years uyaphuma ungena omunye ngoba leyo kungaphumi kwabo president yikho kubanga amahlukuka amaningi
mhm
ngoba bengazi ukuthi lo president njengoba sesenza kabi kanti uzophuma nini kodwa mabembona ukuthi lo president uyenza kabi kodwa nesiye uzophuma angeke abantu bephume bayakwazi ukuthi uzongena mhlawumbe uzobangcono but ngenxa yokuthi sihlake last president yikho kubanga ukuthi kube namahlukuka amaningi kakhulu mina uma ngiyibhekile but vele la maphathi noma nekhona bawenza ilutho uma siqeda kuvota bayanyamalala bazobevela futhi ngecampaign ngoba vele abathole ilutho because there's nothing
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu ungathi nakusasa mnumzane.
Okay, what
are all right, so yes, what Ndlovu is saying is that, you know, some people have taken, you know, political parties as a form of making some livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without these parties, they can't survive. So people will just do anything for these parties. And if you form party blessing and there's party gifts or party Linda, and I promise you money, then you come to me, you know. So he says this is something that has been created in Zimbabwe. Because of poverty, and then went on to explain the issue of the number of you know, political parties that are contesting. He says the problem is that some people want to be life presidents of those parties. But if you say, he says, if you give these presidents a short time, let's say 10 years, then you go, then you can have alliances. Say if the MDC alliance and the Zimbabwe Rainbow Coalition make that kind of coalition, and then you say this party will rule for 10 years. The next one is this one. He says, that's workable. Then lastly, he says, you know, when these people come campaigning and doing all those kind of things, the problem is they'll campaign today, have elections, then disappear. You never see them again until the next election. So he's very unhappy. Yeah.
We are now being joined by Mr. Douglas Monzora, we might say, of the Chabisa faction of the MDCT. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. Of course, most of our callers, Mr. Monzora, are complaining that there are just too many political parties. Of course, some might say the more the merrier, but they are saying that they are now confusing them, and the chances of the opposition parties winning this election ranges from slim to zero.
They are right, but before I answer, I want to apologize to our listeners because I should have been in the program earlier. Unfortunately, we are in a candidate selection exercise that I could not leave. But yes, they are right. There is a proliferation, a surprising proliferation of political parties in this country. I was told that as of yesterday, we now have 121 political parties in our country. We had thought that one way of limiting the number of political entities was to form alliances, but now we have six alliances again. So there is also, besides the proliferation of political parties, we have a proliferation of alliances. The tragedy of it is that come the election day, one can just imagine what the ballot paper will look like. We, for the first time, if this continues, we will have a ballot paper which is like a book, and you have your, imagine if you have your candidate on page 17 and the other candidate on page 19, something like that. It is a nightmare. It is a logistical nightmare. So we urge all Zimbabweans, we urge all the political parties that it is not necessary to form little political fiefdoms which objectively do not go anywhere. It is better to come together as political parties, especially if you do have the same values, if you are looking at the same objectives, the same goals, the same vision for Zimbabwe. There's no need of too many political parties. But often people have too many political parties because of greed, too many political parties because everybody wants to be president, everybody wants to be secretary general, and if they don't get that position, they go and form another political party. This is what we've seen happening in Zimbabwe, and it is a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Of course, in Shona, we say, Zirinani, kuita mzuru e gudo, pare kuita mzuru e shumba. You know, so it's better to be the head of a baboon than the tail of a lion. So this is why everyone to form his party and be called the President Dube.
Yeah. Me and you are going to form it. So now I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Pili Kaule, a ZANU-PF member in Cholojo, that is Matoro North Province. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, give Zawi.
No, we're very fine. So ZANU-PF is preparing for primary elections. G40 is doing another thing somewhere. And then we have some people in Matoro South that are running away from their homes because there are some conflicts between some feuding groups. What is going on, Mr. Kaule?
James, I'm not getting you very clear. It's because of my phone. Your phone is breaking. Mm-hmm. So please come again.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that it seems as if there are some conflicts in ZANU-PF. You know, we've got some people who are fleeing their homes, and G40 is breathing fire. You know, so meaning that your primaries are coming. Yes. But there are conflicts, so many of them. So what's your reaction to that?
I'm a bit worried if you talk of G40 now. Mm. I don't think there's no longer G40, and there's no Lacoste, and we have only one is ZANU-PF. During that time, we had factions in the party, but today we don't have factions. It's only the factions we're thinking of the past, but today we stand united as a party. And I'm not pretending as if we don't have problems as a party, but all the parties have their own problems. But to talk about G4 now, this cancer, I don't think it's something else. Really, to me, there's nothing like G4 in ZANU-PF in Lacoste. We have one united ZANU-PF under the leadership of President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
But then, how about Mr. Kaule? Mr. Kaule, how about National Patriotic Front?
Come again?
The National Patriotic Front, the one that is led by Mr. Mtiniri.
Yes, but okay. Yeah, maybe. Are they calling themselves G40? I'm a bit worried about that G40 thing. I thought it was a faction during the ZANU-PF, during the Mugabe era.
I think they are the ones who are supporting it, and the former members of the so-called G40 have actually joined the NPF.
Okay. That's now a political party that you're talking about, the NPA. Yes. Mm-hmm. What are you saying about it again?
Is it not a threat? Is it not going to take away votes from Mr. Mnangagwa?
Come again?
Is it not going to be problematic for Mr. Mnangagwa?
No, not really. That's outside. That is an opposition party you are talking about. Mm-hmm. But then I don't think really you can. It's something really not to worry much about. I think the opposition party that you are talking about is the MDC that you can talk about. This MDC, the Alliance, maybe. But those ones, no. We don't need to waste our time in such things. We don't need to really go to sleep over such political parties that are mushrooming almost every day. Mm-hmm. Because these people, to me, they are people who are bitter, people, you know, a lot of things. They are bitter, those guys. And this is all what I can say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a colleague, Baba Kaule. So, what's your reaction to what Mr. Kaule is saying?
Well, I think he has a point somehow. to say that some of these political parties that are mushrooming now are really small. And the timing itself is really something to think about, because they are coming in when we are a few months away from elections, so they might not be known by people.
So, Mr. Mkwananzi, first, before I go to Mr. Monzola, I'm told Mkwananzi is gone. Mr. Monzola, what's the difference between you, SMTT Alliance, and other alliances? Where are you missing it there? Why are you not united?
Well, it is important that the political parties that started with issue of alliances is basically the MDCT. It started with the National Electoral Reform Agenda, NERA, which is an alliance of 18 political parties that came in for a specific purpose to fight for electoral reform. And thereafter, we conceived an idea of having an MDC alliance. That was Dr. Tsvangirai's vision, to unite as many opposition groups as possible. We have seen other political parties coming together, forming alliances as well. I would want to say that it is their democratic right. The main difference between MDC alliance and maybe other alliances lies in what they stand for. The MDC alliance stands for it is united by views of freedom, justice, equality, solidarity, which are social democratic principles. So the ideology is one distinguishing factor. Secondly, the MDC alliance is made of the major political entity being the MDC, an experienced political party, opposition political party, and also experienced in government. We do have, as a matter of fact, we do throw the critical mass. I'm sure, objectively speaking, nobody can doubt the numerical strength of the MDC key and therefore the MDC alliance, as shown by the attendance, or massive attendance, in the rallies in all the provinces that we have visited so far. I am aware that some of the opposition groups have attracted good crowds, but I can say with certainty almost that, objectively speaking, the size in terms of numbers of the MDC alliance stands to distinguish from other groupings. But we do respect other political parties, we do respect other alliances, and we do wish that we could come to them and form one broad grand coalition.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzola.
Now let's go to Mr. Gaule. Some are saying that the economy remains. Mr. Gaule? I wanted to ask him about the economy, of course.
Maybe your last word, Linda, about what is happening in Zimbabwe and the way forward.
I think the way forward is for every Zimbabwean to go and register to vote. Looking at we are facing elections in July 2018, I think it's just prudent for everyone to register to vote and go and vote. I think it's it would be very nice for everyone to express their views through elections.
And we see these numbers at election rallies. Do they mean anything?
Well, in my own opinion, I don't think rally numbers mean anything, because it doesn't translate to the actual people going to vote. I think the elections is the way forward in terms of determining who has voted and who has not.
And Mr. Monzola, you're hitting the numbers. Does it make sense to you? Are those people going to vote?
Yes, it definitely makes sense. If you call for a rally and five people come, and I call for a rally and 100 people come, it means that more people are hearing your message. It means more people are interested in you. So the numbers at the rallies are a show of interest in a political party. They do show the voting pattern that is going to happen. Of course, other things are important, as Linda was saying. Other things are important. Organizing for elections, which we are doing as the MDC Alliance, training our polling agents, making sure that the candidate selection is as fair and as acceptable as possible.
Thank you, Mr. Monzola.
really, really matter.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have run out of time and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Douglas Monzola of the MDCT, led by Nelson Chamisa, also Mr. Believe Gaule of ZANU-PF, and also Mr. George Mukwananzi of PDP, and our in-studio guest, Linda Mujuru. And saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Good night.
And I'm Jim Stuber saying bye-bye.